A jury in Miami found yesterday that tobacco companies are not responsible for a former flight attendant's lung disease. The secondhand smoke lawsuit was the first of about 3,000 similar cases that are pending against the tobacco industry. NPR's Debbie Elliott reports.
Marie Fontana didn't smoke, but she was exposed to cigarette smoke in the cabins of the TWA jets she worked on from 1973 until she retired on disability in 1996. She's awaiting a lung transplant and needs oxygen to breathe. Her attorneys sought hundreds of thousands of dollars in damages from tobacco companies, arguing that secondhand smoke gave her emphysema and chronic bronchitis and aggravated her lung disease. But the Miami jury rejected the claim, siding with the tobacco industry, which argued that Fontana suffered from a lung ailment that medical authorities say has no known cause. Bill Olemeyer is vice president and associate general counsel at Philip Morris, the nation's largest cigarette maker.
We certainly think it's the right result and that the jury correctly determined that environmental tobacco smoke didn't cause any damage to Ms. Fontana.
Fontana declined to comment on the verdict. Her lawsuit was the first brought as part of a settlement in a landmark class action lawsuit on behalf of sick flight attendants. The industry settled the case in 1997 by setting up a $300 million research fund on tobacco smoke, but no damages were paid to the plaintiffs. Instead, individual flight attendants had the option to file a personal injury lawsuit with the stipulation that tobacco companies would not dispute that secondhand smoke causes certain diseases. The flight attendants still have the burden to prove that it was exposure to smoke that caused their specific illness. Olemeyer points out that's something no plaintiff has ever done. Fontana's was the third secondhand smoke lawsuit to go to trial, and the third time a jury rejected the claim.
It's consistent with what other juries have done, and we think it's consistent with what other juries will do in these cases, because when you look at the law and you look at the facts, it's very difficult, if not impossible, to determine that exposure to environmental tobacco smoke on an airplane or in a workplace is the cause of any one particular person's medical problems.
Secondhand smoke lawsuits have never been the main thrust of anti-tobacco litigation, according to Dick Daynard with the Tobacco Products Liability Project at Northeastern University in Boston.
Historically, they've been a sort of a sideshow rather than the main act. There was a period when people thought the cases would be easy to win because it would not be possible to blame the plaintiff.
The tobacco industry has been successful with the defense that smokers know about the health risks but choose to smoke anyway. With non-smokers, that's no longer an issue. But Daynard says it's also harder to prove that mere exposure to cigarette smoke is what caused their disease.
Well, we know epidemiologically that secondhand smoke causes something like 50,000 deaths a year. We know that as a matter of epidemiological calculations, and it's quite difficult in an individual case to be sure that this particular individual, rather than somebody else, is the one whose disease was actually caused by the exposure.
Another 3,000 flight attendants will try to prove that link as their lawsuits make it to trial. Debbie Elliott, NPR News.